Ben Folds is a singer-songwriter from North Carolina. He used to have his own band, Ben Folds 5. But in more recent years, Folds has struck out on his own and released solo albums full of witty lyrics accompanied by his evocative piano playing. He recently joined forces with Nick Hornby, the critically acclaimed novelist from England, and the two collaborated on an album called Lonely Avenue. As you might guess, Hornby wrote the lyrics and Folds wrote the music. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon talked to Folds about working with Hornby to create Lonely Avenue.
Ben Folds and Nick Hornby have been friends since the mid-1990s.
I think we were mutual fans early on. I was reading his first novels, and he was listening to my first records. He was at our first gig in London. And I didn't know that. I would have been very nervous because I was reading High Fidelity at the time.
In Songbook, Hornby heaped high praise on the Ben Folds song Smoke. Hornby wrote, "Smoke is one of the cleverest, wisest songs about the slow death of a relationship that I know." At the time, Hornby didn't know that the lyrics were not written by Folds, but by Anna Goodman, Folds' ex-wife. Folds knew right away how special the lyrics were.
I knew they were good lyrics, and what's funny about it is that they weren't my lyrics, and I normally write my lyrics. She's a great writer. She writes letters that read that way. She just can't help it. I guess I've known Anna since I was 5 years old. You know, I remember she played piano as well. She used to be playing piano like in first grade after school. And if I was after school, I could hear her playing like ragtime and maybe want to play piano. So she was actually a big influence. Yeah, I know what she writes is great. And it gets better each time. I mean, each time I play it, literally, I find something else in it.
Leaf by leaf and page by page, throw this book away. All the sadness, all the rage, throw this book away. Rip out the binding and tear the glue, and all of the grief we never even knew. We had it all along, now it's smoke.
Folds contributed to the power of Smoke by creating a poignant melody in waltz time. Did he know from the beginning that it was going to be in three-quarter time?
It implied that, but I think you can put lyrics in lots of time signatures and lots of phrasing. There's so many possibilities. When you see a page and it's just got words, and this is the way I was working with Nick. He sent me the email. It had completed lyrics in it, and I just find looking for the melody that brings out the most in the lyrics that doesn't step on them, which is really easy to do.
Each of the songs on Lonely Avenue is a story told from a different character's point of view, which is not surprising since Hornby is a novelist. But Folds also writes a lot of songs featuring characters.
I like characters. I mean, characters are harder to write in songs. You need more space, more time to do it. That's why, you know, when you hear story songs or they're folk songs, they might have like 8 verses, and the verses are fairly simple, and they keep repeating and repeating, and that gives you a chance to just concentrate on the lyrics and let them build. You know, the detail is very important in a 3.5-minute song. If you've only got a few verses, if you're going to build a character, it really needs to be implied through those little moments that resonate. And one has to have a really good instinct of what those are. Obviously, Nick does.
Woke up this morning, what do I see? 3,000 cameras pointed at me. As you leave, I'm like, yes, that's me, sir. Well, you just knocked up the VP nominee's daughter. So I tell him, no, you got it wrong, mister. Already got a girl, and her name's Bristol. They all laugh and say, where you been, sonny? Your mother. So I say, mother-in-law, no, we ain't getting married. They say, soon you will, boy. She just announced it, I get on my dirt bike and ride to my girls. I'm gonna lay down
That's a song called Levi Johnston's Blues.
Thank you.
One of the most beautiful songs on Lonely Avenue is a ballad called Belinda. The book that accompanies the CD includes an email that Fold sent to Hornby about how hard it was to set the lyrics for Belinda to music.
Many things about the song came very easily. The chorus came easily. The problem was that he quoted the chorus in the first verse. In fact, in the second line of the first verse. That's a problem because you've given away the place that you're going. There aren't many places to go in a pop song, and you've sort of taken away the one place that we're all going really early. So I had to figure out a way to make it basically the same melody, weaken the chords a little bit, and then find a way in the chorus to make you feel that it was a surprise. Because that's what's great about the chorus. It lifts you up, and there's something that's some sort of lift or surprise. So I set the chorus, I think, sort of late by a couple of beats or half a bar or something. I can't remember what I did, but I had to mess around with these things to make it work. The other thing is that the chorus was supposed to be, he's quoting a chorus, a fictitious song, that's supposed to be a massive hit from the early 70s. That means that my chorus, if the melody didn't sound like a massive hit from the early 70s, I failed. So it really had to do all those things. So that took a little bit more time.
Every night around this time, he asked to sing Belinda. Belinda, I love you. Don't leave me. I need you. He tried to stop a while back, but what is he without her? A one-hit wonder with no hits is what he is. And anyway, he always hears how much it means to people. There's a lot of 40-somethings who wouldn't be in the world without it. So now he does it with this lyric in his head. Belinda, I loved you. I'm sorry that I left you. I met some
curious if part of the challenge was the fact that Folds was dealing with Hornby's words rather than his own. Folds said in a Time magazine interview a few years ago that he always wants to push the barrier a little bit with lyrics, and he didn't have the chance to do that here. But Folds didn't see that as an issue.
Just in his style, he's already pushing something. There's a thumbprint about his writing that I think is pretty obvious in the first few lines of each song. In being Nick Hornby, in my opinion, he's already pushing it. I don't need to be the one that writes the lyrics. The music is inspired to me by how I feel about what's happening. It's like interpretive dance would be for some people, or maybe, you know, like, you know, a child has made a drawing of, you know, a witch making him clean up his room and it's raining and, you know, he's sad. And they're like, why are you sad, Johnny? I don't know why I'm sad. I just, you know, you can interpret these things. And music is like that for me. The problem is when I write the music first, it's come out of some way that I feel. But I'm not exactly sure, any more than the child is sure, why he drew that picture. I don't know why I made the music, and it's my job to find the lyrics, which I think is very difficult. With Nick, he's already painted a world for me. So I read those, I sit inside them, and then I create the music to that, and then the whole thing is finished. So it's easy for me.
Since Folds is from North Carolina and Hornby is from England, I was curious about whether Hornby's lyrics included any British vernacular that Folds had trouble with.
There could have been, but Nick's really good at writing for characters, and I think he realized that I was singing. You know, there's the odd reference to a place in London, like in Picture Window, but he's pretty good at that. I mean, like Long Way Down, he's got 4 to 6 characters going at one time from completely different walks of life, and 3 of them are American, I think. It's all believable. He's just really good at that. He probably could have thrown me a curveball if he wanted to, but he was being kind.
They checked into the hospital New Year's Eve. Nothing to be done about that. rainbows, daffodils, she's not naive. Symbolism's all crap. And there's a big picture window in the room on the ward with the view over Parliament Hill. But the view offers more joy than they can afford. When there's this much pain to kill, you know what hope is. Hope is a bastard. Hope is a liar, a cheat and a tease. Hope comes near you, kick his box. I got no place in days like these.
In this clip from a promotional video for Lonely Avenue, Folds and Hornby talk about how they think the album turned out.
The record sounds a lot better than I imagined it would. I imagine this to be more of a, have more of a side project feel in every way, that and that would be really a cool thing. That would be good. It'd be something, you know, we would both be posing against a white background like that. Like it would be a coffee shop record.
But I mean, it would just be a one coffee shop.
Yeah, yeah, one place, yeah. We'd just be, and we'd be sitting at the table actually selling it ourselves.
Ben Folds collaborated with Nick Hornby on the album Lonely Avenue. Folds spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.